Education experts have urged teachers in Kenya and Africa to embrace digital technologies to improve teaching and learning. The call was made by various speakers during a two-day international conference dubbed Education Innovation Africa, held in Nairobi on June 8th and 9th, 2015. Isaac Kinyajui is Director and Chief of Pedagogy, Elimu, Kenya. Elimu is a Kenyan education technology startup that develops apps and content for various digital platforms. Mr. Kinyajui gave a talk on smart classrooms of the future in Africa. He said such classrooms will require teachers and learners to be innovative beyond the use of traditional textbooks. Publishers won't allow the reproduction of entire textbooks because they still need to sell their books. So we need to be innovative about digital content development, said Mr. Kinyajui. Mr. Kinyajui said the content has to be rich and culturally relevant. Students should be able to use it on multiple digital platforms, such as PCs, laptops, tablets, and mobile phones. Regarding the digital platforms, he said his organization, Elimu, was already employing security tools such as site blocking to ensure that pupils only access safe content from the internet. He said solutions had also been found for other challenges, such as unreliable electricity and internet connectivity, by improvising with solar power and stored downloaded content. Another speaker, Professor Albert Correa of Drury University, USA, demonstrated the power of digital teaching and learning. Professor Correa said that in the sciences at higher levels of academia, students may use digital simulators. The simulators allow them to learn how to operate machines or equipment that may be expensive and out of their financial reach. He said this was already being done in the USA and could also be done in Africa. Professor Correa said online resources for sciences such as ASDL, Analytical Sciences Digital Library, and Khan Academy are widely used in learning institutions in developing countries. These same resources can be useful in African academic institutions. Emma Dix, the founder and director of Code for CT South Africa, said her organization focuses on teaching young girls basic coding skills. Ms. Dix said the skills are then used to design solutions for real-life problems in the communities and even for commercial clients. Speaking on teaching ICT skills for employment, Ms. Dix said her organization works with local South African schools in Cape Town. They teach girls how to code for social impact. Code for CT aims to change the perception of women in IT. Ms. Dix wants to reach out to women who would otherwise avoid studying IT-related subjects. She said students learn how to pitch projects to clients. This practice develops language for professional communication at an early age. She said clients are brought in from local industries. Guest speakers are also invited from nearby IT and engineering industries, thus giving students real-life scenarios of the work environment, she said. Dr. Antoni Joko, Vice President, PD and Outreach, Aga Khan Academy, Mombasa, Kenya, challenged teachers to create their own personal digital footprints. Your students have them already, digital footprints, so you too need to get on board, said Mr. Joko. He added that the basic digital footprints for a teacher are a Skype account, Twitter, WhatsApp, and a blog. If you are teaching pupils about the Maori of New Zealand, it is better if you do a Skype session with a real Maori in New Zealand than trying to explain from a textbook, said Mr. Joko. Giving a talk on developing learning environments that engage and inspire, Mr. Joko said it was imperative for teachers to shed off the old ways of teaching and adapt the modern 21st century methods of engaging with learners. He said the excuse that teachers give about following the syllabus is not valid, as the syllabus is just an outline that allows for autonomy and creativity in the actual learning process. Mr. Joko said the learning environment is not merely the classroom and the school compound, but rather includes the parents and the local community. He emphasized the need to balance learning for exams and learning for active citizenship, whereby pupils invest in not only the academic theory, but also the practical aspects of what they learn. The inaugural Education Innovation Africa Conference provided a platform to unite local and international educators, investors, financiers, and entrepreneurs actively engaged in delivering new projects across all sectors of education. Kenya was chosen as the first site for the forum for its drive for digital innovation. Exhibitors displayed leading innovations in educational technologies, such as the interactive whiteboards and screens that can be used in classrooms. According to a 2012 report by Wazo, an initiative researching the state of education in East Africa, less than one-third of primary school pupils possess basic literacy and math skills for their level. The conference organizer's goal was to showcase inspirational ideas for improving teaching and learning using technology.